You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams from the Right Side Studio here, local, state, national, man, stay tuned because we got all the issues, solid, conservative, and like that dude just said, we are just plain right. All right, hey, today is Thursday, August 11th already. My opening monologue every single day, I do this. Sometimes it's a theme that I'm running with on the show. Sometimes it's a standalone topic. This one's kind of both. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. You've probably heard that phrase before, right? Lead, follow, or get out of the way. So depending on whose opinion you value more, the phrase has been attributed over time to Thomas Paine from the Revolutionary era, General George Patton, even Lee Iacocca. Well, whoever it was that said it, I would hazard the guess that it came from someone with a strong personality, a sense of mission, someone who has the need to get something very important done. It sounds a little bit like a rebellion kind of phrase, but I would also say that it is, in fact, a leadership phrase. It's the kind of thing that gets said by the person who not only has a strong personality, but the confidence to put their intent into action. Someone who sees a situation that needs immediate action and knows that if that action is not executed quickly and with a sense of reckless abandon, that the consequences of doing nothing could be far worse. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's a demand phrase. It's a logjam-breaking phrase. It's a call to action. And it's also not always popular because it tells others at a peer level or even a superior rank that maybe, in fact, they are the problem. You don't tell subordinates to lead, follow, or get out of the way. That's a phrase that one general tells other generals, or that a business leader tells his board of directors, or that a president tells Congress. It's not only a statement of intent. It's a rebuke to those who have had the opportunity to fix something themselves but have chosen not to. And sometimes it just takes one person to launch the change with the attitude, the authority, and the wherewithal to not only say to others that they should lead, follow, or just get out of the way, but that they can act on it. Victor Davis Hanson, he's an American scholar. You may have heard of him, a historian, an author, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute. I mean, I feel like I gain points on my IQ every time I listen to him provide commentary on world events. So Hanson wrote a book called The Savior Generals. The Savior Generals. It's a study in five historic generals who Hanson believes stepped into a losing military campaign, but by the sheer force of their will, by their ability to plan, strategize, cajole, convince, and execute, that those individual generals turned the tide pretty much on their own. That these particular generals were the sole catalyst for snatching victory from the jaws of defeat, but they were also not very popular for having done so. Well, Hanson said the book was designed to show, and here's a quote, how contrarian and unpopular generals have often saved the day, defying the odds, to win a campaign and sometimes an entire war. A review that I saw in the book covered over 2,600 years, it says. It details the events, and I've read the book, parts of it. I read the book, and it details the events of Themistocles, Belisarius, Sherman, Ridgway, and most recently General Petraeus. Hanson says that the five generals in his book all had common traits. They all enjoyed their reputations, he says, for bucking conventional wisdom. They were all highly literate, and they all spoke well, and they all led by example. Well, each one of those savior generals in the book, they were men who forged their own path, who knew that without victory there would be no chance of survival. They were the kind of guys who would say, lead, follow, or get out of the way. One book review that I read on Hanson's book pointed out that despite each of them being the right man for the right time, that they also did not go on, though, to be lauded and promoted and forward without difficulty. It said that Themistocles was subjected to trumped-up charges of corruption. Well, that sounds familiar. Belisarius had lost his marriage and fell out of favor with the emperor. Sherman was branded by many as a terrorist because of the way he burned his way to the sea, and he had trouble getting along with others. Ridgway was forced to resign as the chief of staff by President Eisenhower. And Petraeus, well, he resigned as director of the CIA due to an extramarital affair. But each one, though, in their particular moment, was the right person for the moment. Despite all of their foibles, despite the things that they may have done wrong in other places in their life, they were the right man for the right job at the right time. And they were the kind who could look the world in the eye and tell people who ranked more than them, lead, follow, or get out of the way. So what does it take to be that kind of person? I mean, think about it. Who else can you think of that stood up and done what needed to be done at just the right time for just the right reasons with just the right plan, who also had the moxie to tell those around him to lead, follow, or get out of the way? There have been others. I remember a few years back, I read the great book, 1776, by David McCullough. What a great read. It's an awesome read. It gave me such greater depth of insight into the actual happenings of the original year, 1776, in which the Declaration of Independence was signed. The 13 colonies then went on to become the future United States of America. But one thing that struck me that I had never realized until I read that book, 1776, was that General Washington had to almost beg the Continental Congress to stay the course. I mean, to be sure, there were other patriots. There were other heroes of the Revolution. But I kind of always envisioned the Continental Congress, you know, those great men who signed the Declaration of Independence, as being like unwavering and steady without doubt. Oh, no. They apparently had some stalwarts in the bunch, but they struggled, they debated, they wavered. But Washington saw a way forward. He needed them to lead, follow, or get out of the way, and he wrote to Congress urging them to stay in the fight. What if it had been another man in charge of the Continental Army at that time? Is it possible that one man can actually make a difference? Well, I believe the United States, this country that I love, and I know all of you do too, even here in Alabama, though, too, is at a crucial point in history. Social upheaval is only part of it. We are now in the place where we have to ask the question, what kind of nation do we want to be? Should the average person believe that the government is there for them, or will we be a nation in which the government presses down its influence against any who question it? Are we a nation who values the sanctity of life? Are we a nation who appreciates the simple fact that a man is a man and a woman is a woman? That the decision that you are a man or a woman is something that's formed in the womb and not in the mind of a person? Are we a nation that stands for freedom and liberty and one which our allies know will have their back? Are we a nation that understands the value of the dollar and that fiscal responsibility and big spending are not equally yoked concepts? The only way that I believe that we're going to win this fight as conservatives is if we stay the course and if we elect the kind of people to represent us who will say to those around them they can lead, follow, or get out of the way. Well, one of those men who was featured in Victor Davis Hanson's book was General Ridgway. And I told you that at one point he had to resign as chief of staff because he and Eisenhower had a falling out. Well, over time, history began to take more note of his efforts and successes in World War II. And despite his falling out with Eisenhower, after the many years later, President Ronald Reagan awarded General Ridgway the Presidential Medal of Freedom in May of 1986. And while speaking at the presentation ceremony, Reagan said this, here it is, a quote, "Heroes come when they're needed. Great men step forward when courage seems in short supply." Well, I think we're in that time. We need great men and women to step forward because right now it seems that courage is in short supply. We need some brassy leadership to say to those who are flagging and ducking for cover, they need to lead, follow, or get out of the way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, I really do believe that. It's possible to say that a key leader, someone who is raised up for such a time as this, that a key leader can actually influence a moment, that no one else could have brought that influence to bear, that by the grace of God, they were the right person for the right time with the right plan and the right course of action, and they got it done. But they had the attitude of lead, follow, or get out of the way because this thing needs to be done. We need that kind of leadership right now. We got to turn some things around. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.